This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug, some exciting news for you guys at Encore as you've got the Shot Club Social ready to go and open up here in Buffalo. Take us through the excitement of what's to come here for Western New York.
Yeah, we're really excited about this project. As many people might know, we've been working on it for many years, and it's finally coming to fruition. We are now in the process of working with the city of Buffalo to get all of our zoning and planning approvals. And then we expect to be able to finish up the construction documents. And our goal is to put a shovel in the ground on this project by late spring, early summer, opening up about 12 to 15 months after that. So summer of 2026, we're shooting for an opening.
Whereabouts is this project going to take place, and what kind of entails this, the Shot Club Social?
Yeah, we are on Elk Street near Bailey. It's the address is 555 Elk Street, and it is an old industrial brownfield that's been remediated, and we are going to be taking 8.5 acres of the western or the eastern end of that parcel. And it's directly off the 190. It's going to be very visible from there, not far from downtown and where all the other action of the city is happening. So that is going to be where it's going to be located. And then we will see two levels of hitting bays for the golf entertainment center. There will be 30 bays per floor, so a total of 60. These are outdoor, open air, driving range. If anybody's familiar with Topgolf, it's got sort of similar setup to that. We are adding some extra attractions and entertainment options and the latest in technology that the industry is constantly evolving and moving towards. And it's just going to be a really user-friendly, family-friendly environment. Doesn't matter whether you've ever played golf or not, you'd be able to come out here and have a great time with your friends and family. And at the same time, enjoy, top-notch food and beverage service, right at your table.
I know that back in 2019, Encore had announced a proposed $30 million development with regards to a facility of its own. I mean, how have things all been altered due to COVID? I know that things have kind of all over the place have been altered, but what has altered from since then to now?
Yeah, we're actually, in retrospect, we feel we're a bit blessed by the delay that COVID caused because it gave us a chance to really analyze the project from a very practical perspective. The biggest difference, I mean, we still have 45,000 square foot indoor facility. We still have her multiple entertainment options. The golf is all the same. Really, the biggest difference that we are seeing between the project we have now and then is the addition of a hotel. Of course, the hotel industry has struggled since COVID, and the demand is just isn't there. It seemed like a good idea at the time 5 years ago, but now we are we're eliminating that. The costs of construction keep going up and up and up, and we've been fortunate to be able to find a kind of an economic driver that keeps this project alive and going, and despite the increased cost, it still makes very good sense for us. And we are a group of Buffalonians who are born and bred in Buffalo, have done real estate development projects together as a group for the past 30 plus years, and done multiple projects that really sort of are kind of cutting edge projects that have always kind of looked for the unlikely locations in order to open up other opportunities. Whether it's downtown on Chippewa Street and the Root Building and Emerson Commons, or Larkin at Exchange, or Riverworks. These are all projects that we've been deeply involved in and have learned over time how you could take advantage of our industrial past by kind of repurposing and reimagining what these sites could be as a positive addition to the city.
What kind of plans do you guys have to kind of promote this upcoming feature for the city of Buffalo, and where can people follow along?
Well, we have the website is Shot Club Social, buffalo.com, and you can follow along there. We are in the early stages of development. We don't have anything physical work underway yet, but we hope to in the next few months. We expect it'll be quite visible and quite obvious, and we will be making announcements as we go along. This current interest right now is because we've been in front of the city and the planning board. We got unanimous approval from the planning board to change the zoning of this site. In a couple of weeks, we're going in front of the city council, and then we go for further approvals. And we've been meeting with the city officials on a regular basis here, and everybody's just super excited about this project and wants to see it be successful and wants to help out making it so.